This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Your official station to talk Brooklyn Nets, The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
And Jerry, don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
Especially not when it is a football Friday, week six in the NFL. And oh, by the way, Dodgers Giants, hello, the Eddie Scazzeri. What's up in the Knicks Meat Depot? That's right. And across from me on a football Friday, the most handsome man in the universe, at least for this hour, because he's the only other guy I see. His name is Albert Thomas Dukes. What's up?
Good morning, Jerry. You know, I'm one of my favorite teams is the Buccaneers, you know, and they're a bunch of jerks.
They make the fraud five this week.
No, they're a bunch of jerks, Jerry.
But they weren't in it this week.
They weren't.
I know
in
they're going to be out of it because they screwed you last night.
They're not in it, Jerry. They weren't in it this week.
They were not. I don't remember that.
This has nothing to do with John Gruden or any of that stuff. They're just a bunch of jerks.
No, I just thought they're winning, so they're in your fraud five.
Jerry, at one point this game last night against the Eagles.
Blowout.
The Bucs were up 28-7.
Blowout.
When someone takes a 6.5-point spread, they're looking pretty good, Jerry. The score was looking pretty good for me. And I even bet $50, Jerry.
Wow.
You know I normally only bet $20.
And not for nothing. Now, yeah. You should have won. Listen, I was wrong. You should have won. I did tell you, though, be careful on the road to 6.5 points.
Oh.
It's a lot. And I'm not usually a points person.
Yeah.
But on the road, a team that's only got a couple of wins, that's played somewhat well last week, Carolina, you still should have won. I'm not going to lie to you. You should have won.
They when they went up 28-7, the Buccaneers, Jerry,
yeah.
It was 5:47 left in the third quarter.
Right. Game pretty much you would think over at that point.
You know who else is a jerk, Jerry? The Eagles were going for two at the end.
I know, which
you
is
jerks.
This is what's interesting to me. So
hate them.
There's not much time left when they, was it 5 minutes, whatever it was. I know the Bucs ran out the clock. But the Eagles wind up, and I didn't see the game live. It's just the recap I saw. They go for two, and this is what I don't understand about the whole analytic thing.
Yeah.
All right, they got it. I get it. That percentage is still probably only running at like 52% of getting the two-point conversion. Why would you not? You're going to tell me that going for two there to get to six is a better play than kicking the extra point, making it seven?
Right. At that point, it was 21.
Because if you miss
28-20. And an extra point makes it 28-21. You're down by a touchdown.
Because now, essentially, you've got to get in the end zone twice. I know one's a two-point conversion, but you're really making it difficult on yourself if you miss that two-point. I don't know. That, to me, is curious.
Very curious, Jerry. I was a very curious man last night when I went to bed 28-7. I was counting my money. I was like, what am I going to do with my $50 that
sure
I won?
I'm sure you were.
What am I going to get with my $50 today?
Nothing, because you gave them $50, as you say.
I should never bet these games I'm not going to watch fully.
Yes and no.
That's stupid.
If you would have stayed up and watched that, you would have been sick to your stomach.
I've been furious today.
Yeah, at least this way you can
furious.
Be angry, but it'll leave you. You would have, I don't know, knowing you, I don't know that you would have gotten to sleep.
Right.
Fair. Seriously.
Yes.
That would have been difficult for you.
Oh, my gosh, it was so annoying. This is what's annoying. Like, you know, like the Chiefs are like that sometimes. They're like, they have a big spread to win.
Yeah.
And they're getting their butt handed to them for the first half. And then they score 100 points in the second half, but they don't cover.
But you get the late covers like what the Eagles did. I mean, it's what happens. That's why, You know, and I see, like, my son's friends, they're all 17, and they're all some of them are starting with the bet a game here. But I tell them all, like, guys, this is a losing proposition. It's really hard. Now, yes, you can do well, but it's hard. Like, you don't know what's going to happen in these games.
I want that to count as a loss for the Buccaneers, Jerry. Even though they won the game, I need it to count as a loss to teach them a lesson.
Yeah, no,
you're
they won.
28-7.
Tom Brady's 5-1. That's all that matters.
I guess so.
5-1. You know what's funny about
Tick
that game,
me
too?
Off.
Like, how do you, if you're an Eagle fan, when you look at Jalen Hurts, like, what do you have in him as a quarterback? Because you look at the numbers, throwing the ball, he threw four in this day and age. He threw the ball 26 times. Now, he didn't complete many of them. He only threw for 115 yards last night.
And a lot of his yardage was those dump-off design sort of screen runs situations.
But at the same time, he runs for two scores.
Yeah.
He is difficult to find and track down. So, like, he does a lot of good things. But at the end of the day, what is he as a quarterback? It's I don't know how you judge him.
He is who he thought he was,
Jerry. I don't know what I thought he was.
And we let him off the hook.
He was never on the hook. I don't know what he is. So, and they were getting booed at half, and rightly
yeah,
so.
Yeah, they got booed
so
at home, the
think
Eagles.
About this division now. So you've got the NFC East. You've got the Eagles with their loss last night.
Right.
They're 2-4.
Okay.
The best the Giants can do after this weekend would be 2-4 if they found out a way to beat the Rams Sunday, which
That's not happening.
I don't know. And you got Washington's 2-3. I don't know who they're playing. I know they got the Sean Taylor.
Washington's playing
weekend.
The Chiefs.
Where? The Chiefs are no prize right now. So.
They are who we thought they
again,
were.
I don't know what they are now.
We let them off
because they're 2-3. I don't know why. You know, I don't know what the Chiefs are. I have no idea.
Let me look for you really quick, Jerry. That game is in.
It's in Washington, dummy, because they're retiring Sean Taylor.
Oh, right.
They wouldn't be doing that in Kansas City.
The Chiefs were nice enough to allow us to.
What a jackass. I just realized that.
Yeah.
So it's in Washington. I wouldn't be stunned if Washington won this weekend, but if they don't, and if the Cowboys wind up winning in New England, which never easy to play there, and I know that, but they are a better team than the Patriots, so theoretically they should win. If the Cowboys go to 5-1 and you got 3 2-4 teams or 2 2-4 teams and a 1-5 team, I know there's a long way to go, but geez.
I'd start resting players if I was the Cowboys. Get them ready for the
start resting though.
Yeah,
no,
get
no,
them ready for the
we're not doing load
playoffs.
Management yet. No chance.
How about that Chiefs Washington game is a 6.5-point spread only. Again, like that's less than a touchdown.
Yeah, because the Chiefs are 2-3
know,
and their defense is awful.
Oh, right. I was going to say, we know that they're good.
We know Patrick Mahomes is good.
That's true. We know Tyreek Hill's pretty good.
And they didn't exactly light up the scoreboard against the Bills the other night at home.
That's true.
So now listen, would I still bet the Chiefs? Yes, of course I would.
Right.
But I don't know. Would you be stunned if your boy Heinicke and that Washington defense went out and harassed Patrick Mahomes? I don't know.
No, I would think the Chiefs will win, but would I be shocked if that were a close game? I would not.
I agree. I don't know that I would. To be honest with you, I don't know if I would bet the game.
I like Heinicke. Jerry, if they beat the Chiefs, they might sneak into my top five favorite teams of the week next week. We don't know.
Washington?
I like Heinicke.
Can I say something right now?
Yeah.
I'll live with the Giant thing and the Jet thing because you're here in New York. Fine.
Yes, I'm reading
this
the New York teams.
Fraudulent five nonsense.
Yeah.
But if you ever, ever put Washington or Philadelphia in Al's fraudulent fair-weathered five.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you about football ever again.
I'm definitely never putting the Eagles in there. But this Taylor Heinicke,
You can't put Washington or Philly in. You can.
All right. You can
say you grew up a Cowboy fan and even remotely think about those two teams. And even if it's fraudulent,
right?
No chance. I don't
all
care
right.
if one of them goes to the Super Bowl. They're out.
They're out, you're saying.
That's all I'm asking
okay.
from you. You want to put the Bucks, the Dolphins, you want to put the Patriots, put the Browns. I don't care. Eagles, Washington, out.
That's true. That is super fraudulent five.
Please. You want to bet them, that's fine. You're not rooting for them.
So I'm not like, yay, touchdown.
No, you're not.
Washington.
No, and they don't make your fraudulent five.
Rams, Giants. That's a 1 o'clock game, Jerry. That's a 10-point spread I'm looking at right now.
Another one. I don't know. Who's playing?
For the Giants?
Yes.
We don't know. I keep hearing Daniel Jones is playing, but that seems silly. I mean, the guy's...
I think he is going to play. I don't know that, but I think he is.
Well, if he is, they ain't going to run him.
You wouldn't think, but then that's what I said to you yesterday. So you're going to have him go out there and be... Not half, that's not fair, but a portion of what he is.
If I'm Aaron Donald, Jerry, I'm ready to smack him around. Daniel Jones.
And don't say it. Do not say it, because we're talking about the brain. It's funny when you say, I'm going to work the leg.
Right.
You're not working the head.
Don't say work the head.
No. No.
But you do have to hit him not in the head. Send a message early I'm Aaron Donald.
I mean, listen, that's the NFL.
Are they pretty good, that defense, Rams defense?
Let's go with that. I only saw
them in a lot of high-scoring games, I feel like.
I only saw them play one game, so.
Yeah, so that's a 10-point spread. We don't know if the Giants are getting their receivers back. Sterling Shepard, who's the other fellow,
I think Sterling Shepard's playing. This whole week is crazy.
It's very confusing.
Yeah.
They're really trying to confuse the Rams, Jerry. The Rams don't know who's going to line up in this game. And our Jets are on a bye week, so they can't ruin our Sunday.
Correct. That is very true. Mm. Although I did hear our host, Brian Overnight, basically says the Jets are about to go on the most amazing run.
Brian Overnight said this?
Yes. Like, they are going to go on, like, a Seahawk run. Super Bowls are in their near future, so we'll see.
Super Bowls are in the Jets' near future?
Yeah, not necessarily this year, but they are starting out just like the Seahawks did when they got really good.
Oh, I see. So we're doing it's the Seahawks pattern.
Or maybe.
They call the thing how the Chiefs had Patrick Mahomes City year, the Kansas City model?
Yes.
This is the Seahawks model
maybe.
The Jets are following for a Super Bowl run? All right, I'm in for that.
I guess. I don't know.
I'm definitely in for that, Jerry.
Well, I'm not sure.
Hmm. Also last night, I'm not a big...
Saquon Barkley probably is not playing Sunday, too. Just talking about the Giant-Ram game. Probably not. He didn't practice again yesterday. I don't think he's playing.
Probably out.
I would say this. Daniel Jones, at least in my mind, 50-50. Barkley, 90% out. I mean, he hasn't practiced all week, and that was ugly, that ankle. Sterling Shepard, I think, is going to play. Anybody else? I don't know. So there you have it.
But that will not, whether it's Daniel Jones or the neck guy.
Mike Glennon. That will not deter you from betting.
It's not going to make any difference in that game.
What's interesting about that is if you really do believe that, and if people in that building believe that,
yeah.
Well, then it's very easy. You can let Daniel Jones go at the end of the year and just sign Mike Glennon.
Yep. Long-term deal,
and guess
Jerry.
What? Maybe they'll win six games.
Long-term deal for Mike Glennon. Then this was interesting last night, Jerry.
Long-term deal.
What's that?
Long-term deal.
Yes.
We're going to give him 7 years and $200 million.
Yes. Let's get him there, Jerry. Get the neck going.
Oh, that's funny. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Last night, this Dodgers-Giants game. The Dodgers have won and are moving on.
They are moving on. Good game, by the way, too.
The game ended. On a
horrible call.
On a controversial, Jerry, game-ending check swing by former Met Wilmer Flores.
With the tying run on base. I actually think in a lot
runner
of cases.
Runner on first, yes.
First base, yeah. I do, and this is not to say that Wilmer Flores is going to hit a two-run homer a triple, but we don't know. He could have.
Put one in the gap.
It was Max Scherzer on the mound, so who knows. It's interesting, though, because I really do believe watching my son play in high school, you know, even at the youth level, watching Major League Baseball, I think they all guess. I think it's just like, yeah, he went. You can't tell, and I don't believe you can tell.
So Wilmer Flores had a check swing.
A clear check swing on
which
replay,
which was called
yes.
The strike by a guy 90 feet away.
Strike three, by the way.
To end the season.
Mm-hmm, correct.
For the Giants.
And to me, I think, unless it's egregious.
Stupid. Yes.
Like, I really think unless it is so obvious that he went, I think you have to call a check swing.
Correct. You can't end a season on a check swing.
But that game had all sorts of problems with the umpires, too. And again, I didn't see that game live, but going back and watching some of it this morning, I mean, the home plate umpire, it's enough with these terrible strike and ball calls. It's just awful. At first base is terrible.
Have you listened to any of the post-game sound yet from
that
game?
I have not.
I wonder. I mean, it's got to be all about that call.
I would think so. I don't know that. I didn't do enough on that game because I was doing more on the Bucks and the Eagles and Kevin Durant. So I haven't gotten to the baseball.
What's Kevin Durant saying?
Well, they played a preseason game, so it was the first time he spoke since Kyrie's Instagram post.
Mm.
And so it was a lot. Not so much about that. It was more about moving forward without him. What did you take from it? And I'm telling you, it's funny because I almost started to reply. So Sal Licata, our overnight host here, tweets out yesterday, or maybe the night that Kyrie posted the Instagram on a Wednesday, thank God that Kyrie and KD went to the Nets. And I started writing, and I didn't realize he put KD. So I left it out, so I stopped writing. But I started writing, yeah, you're damn right. Really tough to win 60 games and be a championship contender. Ay, 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 dummy. But whatever. But I stopped because my point was Kyrie's the one that got Durant here. And because Durant's here, Harden's here. So he might be a pain in the ass. But at the end of the day, Kevin Durant here is here long term. My point is I watch him all the time on these video conferences. Last night, I think people were there because for whatever reason. I love the guy.
KD.
He is all about basketball. He loves what he does. At one point, he says, because they asked him if he's mad with what Kyrie did or the situation, and he basically says, life is great, and I love playing basketball. Why would I be mad? Yeah, it stinks, but you know what? We move on. Like, he always seems to say the right thing so far since he's been here, so yeah, it's a weird situation, but I love the guy.
I was going to promise via Twitter on the Boomer and Geo Show Twitter account a Kyrie-free day today. Is that not happening? Because people did ask Kevin Durant questions.
You know what? It's Kevin Durant. I think I have to play it.
Ooh, all right, folks. I tried.
I mean, I can ignore it, but... And I only have... Well, yeah. I mean, I guess I could.
No, but you're a newsman.
I feel like I should play it.
In that situation, Jerry, you are a newsman. Something you're like Dan that. Rather.
Well, no. I'm not Dan.
Tom Brokaw.
Not Homer. I am not him either.
Did I ever give
Is that
you
your
my
Tom Brokaw impression? Yes, you have done this before.
It's just Tom Brokaw saying Lilyhammer for the Olympics. Ready?
Yeah.
Lilyhammer.
Now do Sean Marks.
Kyrie.
What if Kyrie was in Lilyhammer?
Let's go to Lilyhammer with Kyrie.
Stupid. All right, let's take a break because here's what we have coming up.
Oh.
This is what we call a radio tease.
Yeah.
Yesterday we did 80s rockers versus 80s NFLers, but today is a Friday. It's a football Friday, and that means something along the lines that we like to call cool games. That's coming up next, plus Boomer and Geo at 6 on The Fan.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And why is this so slow?
Oh, there we go. A little pause there, but that's okay.
Technology, Jerry. Sometimes the buttons don't work.
Technology. 525, sort of, not really. We're getting there in a couple of minutes or so. It is a football Friday in the NFL, week 6. Last night, the Bucs beat the Eagles on Thursday Night Football. And so we like to do this once a week, every week. We do it on a Friday, middle segment of the show. It's something we call, Al came up with this, cool games. Take it away, Mr. Dukes.
Well, I have to cue it up first. Hold on just a moment, Jerry. Yeah, okay. I just have to cue it. It's right now. You ready to roll? We're ready to roll in there, Jerry. Here we go.
You can't hear it, but here he comes.
Come on now. Time for cool games. Al and Jerry, we've got some cool games. No Jets this week and they suck. The Giants will get killed. But looking around, we've got some cool games.
Way to hit the note, my man.
Nailed it, Jerry. So we do have some cool games. The Giants and Jets are not one of them.
Yeah. Let's get to these cool
games. Here's the way this works, Jerry. For those of you who are just joining us, because I hear we've got hundreds of thousands of brand new listeners every week, Jerry.
Love that.
The billboards we've put on the turnpike are working. We have more people tuning in every week. Cool games is, Jerry, we simply go through the games quickly. And on a first reaction is this a cool game? Or is this a game we're most likely going to ignore?
Yep, fair enough.
So cool game, not a cool game. We start.
It's a little more than that, though, too. It's got to be a game that you want to be locked in on.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't say ignore.
That's fair.
But you got to be locked in.
Like,
on
it's
it.
Like when you know it's game time, you're like, oh.
Correct.
Cool. This game's on.
Like, I'm interested in this game.
Right.
Yes.
Let's start off, Jerry. We got another stupid London game this week. Dolphins at Jaguars. Jerry Arco. Is this a cool game?
Are we giving away Bill Burr tickets now? Where's the laugh track? This is the opposite of a cool game. Right. This is a game that I can forget about.
Yep.
And then at 1 o'clock say, oh, by the way, who won the Dolphin-Jaguar game?
Not even going to put this game on.
I couldn't have less interest in this game.
Me too. Trevor Lawrence made a great point. He goes, we're flying to London to play a team in, from Miami.
I know.
Like Miami to Jacksonville has got to be like a 30-minute flight.
Now we've got to grow the game.
Growing the game. Jerry, let's start with the 1 o'clock window then.
Please.
Chiefs at Washington football team. Jerry Recco, is this
you
a cool
game? You know what's so funny
game?
About this is in the last couple of years, any game that Patrick Mahomes played was a cool game. It just
yes,
was.
I agree.
It's not.
This is not a cool game.
It's just not. Washington bores me. Even if they win ugly. And the Chiefs are not good right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, it's not.
Sorry.
No.
Rams at Giants, Jerry. Is this a cool game?
No.
Nope.
The Giants are banged up. I don't know who's playing. The Rams are better. And even if the Giants play well, I don't know what I expect from them. So, no, it's not.
Jerry, if the next game I told you had a combined record of 2-8, Texans at Colts, would you consider that a cool game, Jerry?
Well, you said the Texans.
Texans.
So automatically eliminated from cool games.
Yeah, fair enough,
so
Jerry.
That's not. Sorry.
Continuing the 1 o'clock window.
My God. We're 0 for 4.
Yeah, well, Bengals at Lions. Jerry Recco. Is this a cool game?
I'm telling you right now, this is what we're going to do. This is the perfect weekend to go do your pumpkin picking with your significant other. Take the kids out because so far we've got nothing.
So far, but that could change, Jerry. I've got Green Bay Packers at Chicago Bears.
In theory, yes. No.
Reality? Not a cool game.
It's not. That game's in Chicago?
That game is in Chicago.
I don't know why. The Bears, to me, and I know they got Justin Fields. I understand. It does. I don't enjoy watching them.
I think I have a 1 o'clock game that, for me, is going to fall under cool games,
okay,
Jerry.
Let's
see if it does for you. L.A. Chargers at the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Cool game.
That's a no doubt about her.
I wonder if we'll get that locally, or we'll have to watch that only on the Red Zone channel.
Well, we have the Giants.
I know.
Sometimes guess is that's going to be a Red Zone.
Sometimes we get some double headers.
Well, when the home team's away.
Yeah, I never understood the rules. That's what it is? When
something
the home
about
team's
getting
away?
People to the stadium. Yeah, if the Giants were playing this week in L.A., or not in L.A., it wouldn't be at 1 o'clock, but if the Giants were on the road at 1 o'clock, then I believe we would have the out-of-town game at 1. Instead, we should get the doubleheader. I'm sorry, the two games on both networks at 4.
Gotcha. There's one final 1 o'clock game. This is your Minnesota Vikings against the Carolina Panthers.
All right, so to recap, we have one cool game.
One cool game.
Because Carolina and Minnesota, not doing it for
me. So the 1 o'clock window, we have a very cool game, 4-1 Chargers at 4-1 Ravens. That's a very cool game.
Now, last week, if you remember, we only had one in the 1 o'clock window, one in the 4. The Sunday night game was cool, and the Monday night game was cool.
All right, Jerry. Well, let's take a look at that 4 o'clock window. Always smaller. Why is it smaller, Jerry? Why is the 4 o'clock window smaller?
I don't know the answer to that. Oh. I really don't. I guess because they want to feature the game of the day
at 4:25, right.
And the West Coast teams play that time slot too. I don't know.
That's a good thing.
If it was me, I'd be like, Boomer, I want to play at 1 o'clock every Sunday.
Yeah, me too.
There's nothing worse than just waiting around all day for a game.
Correct. 4 o'clock window, Jerry. This is a 4:05, the first kickoff in that window.
I'm going to say no because it's a 4:05 start, not 4:25, but go ahead.
5-0 Arizona Cardinals at the Cleveland Browns. That game's in Cleveland.
You know what that is?
That is a cool game for me as well.
I didn't realize it was 4:05.
Yeah, how about that, Jerry?
I would take Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield. Yes, I'm into that game. And I'm even saying that about the Cleveland Browns. How about that?
Now, I know I'm not a college football fan, Jerry. Very big surprise. I didn't realize that Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield were teammates in college.
There you go.
How about that?
How about that? You learn something every day by reading. They say knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. Got your books. Go read them, Jerry.
That's exactly right.
The Oakland Raiders. A lot of controversy this week, Jerry.
This is not a cool game, I'm sorry.
The Oakland Raiders at the Denver
Broncos.
By the
way, they play in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
when
did they move,
Jerry? At some point you'll get that because you do that every week.
When did they move?
Well, they played there last year too, actually.
All right. L.A. Raiders, according to Jerry.
Or Las Vegas. L.A. was in between Oakland stops a couple of times.
Where the Raiders are like a military family, moving all over the place.
That's right.
Stay in one place.
Well, they built that stadium in Vegas, so I don't think they're going anywhere for a while.
Las Vegas Raiders at Denver Broncos.
No.
Not a cool game?
No, it's not.
You don't want to see how the Raiders rebound from all this
rough week? Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in how they play, but I don't think the Broncos are...
So interested, not a cool game.
Yes,
exactly.
Which we've discussed. Like that for sure can be the case.
That
I am interested,
thing, right?
But I'm not. I don't think that's a great game. No,
all
not
right.
at all.
Jerry, your Dallas Cowboys, which means you'll be working at a 4:25 game tomorrow Sunday.
Yes, I will.
Dallas Cowboys in New England. Jerry, is this a cool game?
I am on the record as calling any Cowboy game on the schedule is a cool game.
This is a cool game. It is. I don't think it is. It's still Bill Belichick.
I don't think the Patriots are any good.
You don't think this is a close game?
I don't.
Really?
No, I don't. Have you? Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Have you been impressed? I know, I watched that Buccaneer game. I was impressed. I know what his numbers say, and I know he's throwing for a nice percentage, Mac Jones. It's such a dink and dunk offense, though. I'm not impressed with what I've seen out of the Patriots at all. I mean, even look at the game they beat the Jets. It's a boring football game. I don't think this is on the record. I think it's a cool game, but for the radio audience, no, I don't.
Okay.
Even though it's the Cowboys, I don't know the Patriots.
Sunday night, Jerry. This is your Sunday night featured national game at 8:20. Geno Smith.
Oh boy.
And the Seattle Seahawks in Pittsburgh. Is this a cool game, Jerry? It's Sunday night football.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, no.
Maybe you'll change your mind.
No, it's a no for me.
If Russell Wilson was playing, I might rethink that. He's not. So no.
I am interested suddenly in Geno Smith. Because I'm rooting for Geno Smith, just because I like a good comeback story.
Yeah, no, you want to build him up so you can knock him down again and say Geno, you blow. I get it. I understand. No, it's not a cool game. It's an interesting game, I would say, but not a cool game.
And then finally, Jerry, Monday Night Football, Buffalo Bills at Tennessee Titans.
Titans
you can't be cool.
I do like watching Josh Allen though.
Yeah, but is he?
We have rules though.
Right.
The Titans can never be involved in a cool game. The Texans, the Bears, and the Lions.
Right.
Those four teams, they can't be involved. Oh, and the Jaguars. Forgot about them.
Not involved. So let's sum it up then, Jerry. Our cool games in the 1 o'clock.
I'm going to let you sell me on the Cowboys and Patriots.
All right. In the 1 o'clock window, we've got Chargers at Ravens. That's the only game that is stamped with cool game approval.
Agreed.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. One game. Keep your eye on it. In the 4 o'clock window, we've got Cardinals at Browns,
cool game. Yep.
I'm putting Cowboys-Patriots, my stamp of approval, cool game.
I've changed my mind. That's fine. I'm with you.
Because it's still two great teams, and that's it.
And in fairness, last night was one.
Last night was a cool
Bucks
game, right?
Bucks-Eagles, to me, was kind of cool.
But we only do this. We do this on Fridays.
No, I know.
So, unfortunately, Jerry, the Thursday game never gets included in cool games.
I know, but I'm trying not to crush the week schedule.
Right.
Thursday night did start the week, and that was a cool game.
And we're going to peek in at a few.
We are interested in a few.
We're going to peek in on.
Right. That's my definition. If I want to be locked in and watching every snap, cool game.
Cool game.
But to peek in, not really.
I would say let me ask you this, Jerry. If you could only watch one game.
Cowboys, Patriots.
No, that one's not even on the table. You have one TV that doesn't have a channel clicker on it. It's locked. You get to choose the channel, but once you choose, it's locked, Jerry.
All right, you're going to give me the choice of games?
You're going to get either you have to watch Cardinals at Browns or Chargers at Ravens.
Chargers-Ravens.
So that's the coolest game of the week.
It is because of what Lamar Jackson did the other night. They've played some pretty cool games so far this year, and the Chargers have been really fun to watch, and they put up a lot of points. So I think that will be highly entertaining, although I am interested in the other game, too.
So, Jerry, I think we've just developed a new thing.
Coolest game?
Yes. There's cool games.
And then we decide which is
the coolest game. Is Chargers at Ravens. By the way, my Chargers knit winter hat has arrived, so I'll be rocking that as soon as the weather gets cooler.
When are you going to start wearing the baby blue?
There's a baby blue hat.
But I mean like a shirt.
I have looked on the NFL shop for a Charger shirt. I'm about to hop on board.
I have a couple shirts we need to make for the holidays. We need the Al Dukes is Fraudulent 5. I want that. And Cool Games has to be one.
And Cool Games.
Yes. There's a couple actually I've thought of, but the Fraudulent 5 has got to be one.
I thought we also need the warm-up show Buzz No Buzz as a hoodie for the winter.
Well, you need something.
What are we doing over there?
I don't know. I do not know. All right, let's take a break. 25 in front of 6. We still got long ways to go, and then we got Boomer and Geo at the top of the hour. Football Friday right here on The Fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Come on. All right. 541. What's up? So one correction, and now I'm not 100% certain of this, but I'll take his word for it. Guy on Twitter says the Charger game is on in New York at 1 o'clock, which awesome. That to me is surprising, but that's tremendous. And the Cowboys-Patriots are the standalone game at 425.
Yeah, actually, a couple people, so I believe it's true. If it's one person on Twitter, Jerry, I don't know if I believe them. Two makes it completely believable to me. Terry Bradshaw has taken a little heat, Jerry.
All right, I can play this for you.
Okay, I had to queue up as well. Look at the both of us, very prepared.
Well, I got a couple things for you. So first I'll give you Jay Glazer on his Twitter feed.
Okay.
So perhaps we were getting set up for Terry to have a tough night, maybe. This was Jay on Twitter as they're getting set to go on the air.
Okay.
And they were, you know, having a little fun with the initials of his name. And then you notice at the end what Bradshaw says.
We're doing TB with TB. Get it? That's get right. It? You get it?
The original TB. Yeah. It's a big night. I'm a little nervous.
You are, huh?
Yeah.
A little nervous.
Why was he nervous?
I don't know. Perhaps that's why after the segment that Aaron Andrews does with, who was it again? I forget.
Devin White.
Okay.
Who I guess has horses, Buccaneer player.
And they doing the interview in a stable.
In a stable.
She's got like a jean jumper on. Does that sound about right? What'd you say?
She was dressed for a horse stable. You know, part of the atmosphere. She was dressed the part of someone being in a barn.
But would you call it right? I mean, it was jean material.
Jeans.
And it was like a woman's jumper outfit.
All right, Jerry, jumper alpha jean material.
After that, they go to her. She's live at the stadium, and the guys are in L.A., and again, this is on Fox now, and this is what Terry said, and he's taking some heat for it, if you will.
You got your cowboy boots on and your shirt. You're looking good. That was nice. I enjoyed that interview.
That's why people are crazy. Am I wrong to think that that's not horrendous?
It doesn't sound terrible.
A lot of people are comparing that to Joe Namath on social media.
When
that's
he was like,
not fair.
I want to kiss you.
Joe Namath was drunk, looking into Susie Colbert's eyes, and basically wanted to.
He was all
stick
been
his
her,
tongue down her throat.
Right, Joe Namath was all up in her business.
I mean, I'm not saying it's great what he said, but I was when I woke up and I saw Terry Bradshaw was trending.
Right,
and then I saw a couple of comments that followed why he was trending. I'm like, oh my god, what did he do? And then I think that's it. Like
that's
I don't
it.
There's nothing else there.
Nothing else.
And I will tell you also, watching, and I don't watch it all the time, but I do. You've got your 90 Day Fiancé, all that crap.
Love that show.
The one show I do watch from time to time is the Bradshaw Bunch with his daughters and his wife. He lives on that farm. He is a goofball. That's how I don't know. I don't know that's the greatest thing to say, but I don't know that warrants the reaction it got either.
Could you imagine, like, today, if, like, last night Joe Namath was like, I want to kiss you?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No. No. Would not go well.
If I saw that on my TV today, Jerry, I would take my TV off the wall, throw it right out the window. That would be my reaction.
I guess.
But that's how I react to things.
Yeah, so that was it. That's what Terry said.
Well, I want to kiss you.
No, he didn't say that.
Oh.
He said what we played.
Hey, Jerry, I saw the St. Louis Cardinals fired their manager, Mike Schilt?
Yes, 2019 Manager of the Year.
Do we want him here for the Mets?
No.
Why?
That's not going to excite anybody. It's not.
Even if we said he was 29, because you'd have to tell
it's
us because we don't know
who he
is.
It's not going to excite the fan base.
The guy went on a 17-game run,
it's
wild
not,
card.
It's not going to excite the fan base.
Oh.
It's just not.
Oh.
I'm not saying he would be a bad manager by any stretch.
I'm going to do that.
Mike Schilt is not going to excite Met fans.
I'm going to do that, by the way. Every manager that gets fired in the offseason, I'm going to ask you the next morning. Jerry, do we want Mike Schilt here?
I don't think you do. I know, I don't. Because
you don't think anyone would be like, can you believe that we got Mike Schilt?
No. I think it would be like, all right, we got Mike Schilt. Okay. No.
Hmm.
I mean, they had a 17-game winning streak, for sure. That winning streak, and they all count the same, so I'm not trying to make light of it. But
you're not poo-pooing it.
I'm not.
They weren't a great team all year.
Oh.
They had a really good finish. That said, he was the manager of the year in 2019. He is like 50 or 60 games over 500 as a manager. So I would say he's done a nice job. But I think if you were Steve Cohen and the Mets, you're looking to hit a home run here. He's a single. He's not a bad hire.
He's a solid single,
I don't
Jerry.
Think you're striking out if you hired him. It's fine. But that's not, you know, if you got, I really do believe if you ended up with Buck Showalter, I do believe the Met fan base would be fired up over that.
Based on the calls here to WFAN, I agree.
No, I'm talking to about the people I've discussed with in my
real
personal life
people?
That are like real Met fans.
Oh, okay.
That are really into it. And yes, we actually have discussed it. And I think you're really looking for, you don't want another guy that's going to do it for the first time. You're not going that route. I think you want a guy that's going to come in and know what the hell he's doing.
If I tweeted this morning, Jerry, Cardinals fired manager Mike Schilt at Steve Cohen, go get him. What would my Twitter response?
I don't know. Why didn't you try it?
Maybe I'll try that during the show. Well, I won't say another word about it. People are still sleeping. Who will be up later?
How about this? How about this? And I'll hashtag our warm-up show again.
Are you doing a poll?
I'll do a poll.
Okay.
You want how long you want the poll to be?
3 hours. Three-hour poll.
A three-hour poll. So by 8:45.
No, do 4-hour poll because it's not even 6 o'clock yet. So that when the Boomer and Geo show ends at 10, we've got a poll.
All right, so we're going to do a poll here.
Jerry, first you're going to have to explain who Mike Schilt is.
No, I don't know.
Go
come
like this,
on, dude.
Jerry.
No, I don't. No, do it like this, Jerry.
St. Louis Cardinals fire manager Mike Schilt after 17-game winning...
Schilt.
After 17-game winning streak and wild card run, would you like him as the Mets manager? You got to set people up, Jerry. They're not going to know who Mike Schilt is.
Yes, if they watch baseball, they do. Come on, dude.
They're on the other coast, Jerry, these Cardinals. Where is St. Louis?
In the middle of America. They're with the Counting Crows. They're not on the other coast.
They're in Omaha somewhere in America.
Good Lord.
And old man Tony La Russa's coming back, Jerry. That's one for the old guys.
Yes, it is. How do you want me to phrase this? Because I don't want... Here's the problem with these polls.
Okay.
People that aren't Met fans are going to respond.
Right.
So how do I phrase this?
So you'd
then?
Say this.
Is Mike Schilt a good fit for the Mets? How's that?
We'll say the St. Louis Cardinals because that gives it some cachet. Like, because the Cardinals are known as a great baseball organization.
Is fired Cardinals manager Mike Schilt.
It's S-H-I-L.
I know what it is.
D-T. Would you be excited for him?
All right. Let's see. Is fired Cardinals manager Mike Schilt a good fit
for the Mets?
For the Mets.
Love it. I'm voting yes.
I know you
just
are.
Just to throw off the poll.
So it's just yes. Or no. That's
yes.
it. There's yeah. nothing else
nothing
in between.
Nothing in between.
I don't want a one-day poll. We
Correct.
Want to do
four hours. Jerry.
4-hour poll.
Oh, I'm so
set.
Excited to see.
The poll is now live.
All right. Nice.
All right. There you go.
Vote. Vote, people. It's your duty.
All right. Here's my guess.
Okay.
I'm going to go 78% will say no.
Yeah. I was going to say 80.
And you're going, yes. Eddie's a Met fan, and he's not on Twitter. Mike Schilt. Next Mets manager. Does that excite you?
No.
Ah! Right. I told you. People will be like, okay. It's a single. Might be an infield single.
Yeah.
Not even like a line drive to center field.
I suppose.
It's not a strikeout. It's not a pop-up. But it ain't a home run.
It's a solid single, though, Jerry. It's a line drive, yeah. Like, no doubt about it.
It could
That's
be
a
dribbler,
single.
To be honest, against the shift.
Slow dribbler.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that it's a solid single. It's a single.
It's a single.
I'll give you that.
Would you say it's a seeing eye single or a Texas League single?
It could be a Texas League or a Baltimore chop.
Baltimore
what
chop.
What other types of hits you got in the
That's
bag there?
That's the only ones I remember.
Ground rule double?
Blooper.
A blooper. A blooper and a blast.
Do we have time for more, Jerry?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
we do.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I like this. Miles Garrett, Jerry. You know him. He plays for
I've
the Cleveland
him,
Browns.
Yes.
He'll be.
Did he buy someone's groceries?
No, he did not. No. But he'll be chasing Kyler Murray around on Sunday. This is fun. He decorated his front lawn, you know, for Halloween with tombstones.
Tombstones
of NFL quarterbacks,
like ones that have passed.
No, ones like
current
that he's
ones.
Current chase,
oh, that's
currently
cool.
chasing down.
That's kind of neat.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Now, does he have the ones that he's going to play, or the ones he's taken care of already?
I think all the ones on the schedule this year.
That's very
so
cool.
Ones he's taken care of, and ones he's going to get.
I think that's very creative.
Yeah, I think it's very creative as well.
That's actually fun.
Hey, good for you.
Has that? A picture gone viral, as they
say? It's not gone viral. It's out there, but I haven't seen it everywhere. I've seen it in a few places.
Oh, that's a cool game. Who are they playing again? I forgot.
They're playing
the
Cardinals,
Ravens?
No, Cardinals, Browns.
It is?
Yeah, Cardinals, Browns, Ravens, Chargers.
Oh, that's right.
Which is the coolest game of the
week. So Cardinals, Browns. So is Kyler Murray?
Is on there. He's one of the headstones. Yep.
Is that Al bulletin board material?
No, because it's Halloween.
Hey, Kyler, you're dead.
You are dead. No, because you know what? It's fun Halloween, so it's not, you can't bulletin board.
You like Halloween?
No.
It's probably my least favorite of all. And it's not a holiday, but we celebrate it. It's like, ugh. Although I am at an age, I'm at a stage now where my kids really don't care for the
They're less the interested
trigger.
As well.
No.
Yeah.
They rather just get together with friends and have a Halloween party, which is
where
great.
Where you dress up, yeah.
No more walking around the neighborhood begging people for a Tootsie Roll.
Can I have a Tootsie Roll?
Stupid. We got to take a break.
We're not allowed to talk to strangers, except today we can go up to your front door.
How about that? In the middle of the pandemic, everyone is staying home. No one's allowed out. We've got masks on our faces. We're basically buying Lysol like it's milk. And all of a sudden it's like, but can we go to people's houses and take candy from them?
Yes, absolutely. Like, today,
we were legitimately asking that question.
Today you can, yes.
My Lord. Anyway, all right, quick break. When we come back, we will wrap things up with one final segment. Then we'll get you Boomer and Gio on this football
Friday.
Can I have
a Tootsie Roll?
Right now, however, though, in Odyssey, that's a Eddie's Fest, an Odyssey sportsman, and Amy Lawrence with the Kansas City Chiefs.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Welcome back. Giants lost to the Dodgers last night 2-1, and the Bucks did beat the Eagles really quick because we love taking phone calls, but the phones were down today. So just I'll go to Twitter real quick. I don't know what his name is. He calls himself the Baroness of Beer on Twitter. That's cool.
That's
he's
a woman,
getting married.
Actually. That's a she.
Okay, Jerry. So she's getting married tomorrow. Yet she, as busy as she is, wanted to listen to us this morning for cool games. So best of luck to you. I hope it works out. He was just very polite and pleasant to us. So thank you very much. And then this one I found interesting.
Those are like shout outs. I like this.
They are. Well, because this is relative to what we were talking about, I put the poll up about Mike Schilt. Mm-hmm. I got one response that said, who? Another one said Mike Schilt is a bunt single against the shift. And then this is my favorite reply from Hack, who says maybe the Mets could hire Bud Harrelson. Now, that's silly because he's 78.
Right, Jerry. Bud Harrelson's not coming here.
And his name is Harrelson.
What's your poll numbers right now? I know it's early. Not a lot of people are on Twitter polls.
My poll numbers are not as bad as you think.
Yeah. Yes,
54% no, 46% yes.
See? People but like them.
No. There's no way that this is going to end up 54-46. No chance. Right now, Boomer is basically attacking. He's trying to massage Al, except he doesn't realize his own strength.
Jerry manages the Cardinals. He's
No one
cred.
Wants Mike Schilt. Come on, stop.
The real
please.
Jerry, real baseball fans like myself know who that is, so we're interested.
You called him Schilt.
There's
what are you talking about?
Mike Schilt, baby.
Get him here, right?
Get him here. Makes a ton of sense.
You can have him. Boring hire.
Sure. Did you see this golfer, Hideki Matsuyama?
I've seen him, yes.
He drilled some dude in the head.
Happens
with
often, I know.
So he drills some dude in the head. He signs a cool golf glove
yep.
That says, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But now I see the guy get hit in the head. He's got a GoFundMe page. Doesn't the golf course or something have to help this guy out?
No, they don't. It's on the back of your pass.
That you might get drilled in the head with a golf ball?
Take a look at the back of your baseball ticket, too. Or now you print them out.
Yeah.
You've got to watch for flying balls, bats, and anything else. It's on you.
That guy got cracked in the head with a golf ball.
I understand. I get it.
He bleeding.
There's balls flying everywhere at a golf event.
But it is cool to have a glove signed by
Tiger
the golfer.
Tiger Woods has hit people.
Yeah.
He signs the ball.
Yeah.
Go over, take a photo.
WFAN and WFAN-FM and HD1, New York.